It's live on a Friday night. It's not Pantene. It's warm beer in the cheap seats. I'm Casey with Big Mike, Sweet Melissa, Big Ed going to be joining us later. We are live.
We're live.
We're live. Hey, Big Mike.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Did you know we're live?
I noticed you mentioned that a few minutes ago.
WB's! Yes.
Well, folks, we got a special show tonight. I don't know how special, but special. We have a correspondent from Beijing. We're not going to drop the...
Sorry.
That's okay. We're not going to drop it just yet, who it is. Yep. But we have a correspondent in Beijing as we speak. Got in today.
And boy, are his arms tired.
Absolutely. Flap, flap, flap.
Yeah, so we're there, and you know, we're going to talk TV. We got a lot of stuff going on in sports. Big Ed's got a good rock and roll retrospective on a classic Rush album. So, you know, if it's not part of your collection, you're going to hear why it should soon be part of your collection. And, you know, and we'll talk, obviously, Olympics in general. So, you know, last weekend, figured out how to use Peacock, but one of the apps I had been using, because I run everything through my PS4, because you can download like Netflix and Apple TV and all that stuff,
right? That's pretty cool.
So one of them, because I was talking about Dark Side of the Ring,
yes,
that wrestling investigative series, very interesting, and Chris Jericho does like all the narration.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he does a fantastic job. I mean, I don't think he gets enough credit on the work that he's done with that. So kudos to the old Jericho there.
All right.
So this app, though, it's on. It's Pluto TV. And one of the things I like about Pluto TV is because for the most part, it's free. I mean, there are some commercials, and I can handle it. I'm not that uppity.
Radio.
Oh, hey, there's Big Ed. Radio check is perfect.
Yeah, I have a little bit different configuration tonight, so how's it sound?
Sounds pretty good on my end.
Jillian is joined. Sorry, yes. No fucking Skittles tonight, okay?
All right, good.
It's going to be Jillian. Pizza.
Oh, well, yeah, pizza for us, too.
Yeah, we had pizza, too. Pizza. Jillian...
And
expressed before the show,
yes,
when I spoke to her about, I hope I don't piss Big Ed off. I'm like, don't worry about it. It'll make for a good show.
No, not at all. Not at all. As long as you get thick skin.
See, actually, Big Ed would enjoy it. So have you ever used the app Pluto TV there, Big Ed?
I see it on my TV. I have not used it. There's a bunch of apps all for right. free stuff on there.
All right, first off, it's kind of interesting for movies. There's like a bunch of stuff from the 80s and 90s, like maybe stuff you hadn't watched, hadn't heard of. They do a lot of TV shows, but they have their own like live TV channels, but they're all like themed. Like, I'm going to watch Cops all day.
So they'll just have Cops continuously.
On its own channel. They have like special Comedy Central channels.
Right.
One of them that I just leave it on if I just pop on the app is MST 3000.
Oh, yeah.
And it sucks me in every time. And the ones I've been seeing are like the old ones with the original host.
Yes.
Which
is
the best.
Yes.
The original host is the best.
Yes. Tip Lake. We used to call him the Crusher. I don't know if we ever talked about him with Matt Grill. We'd get up. We'd go, the Crusher. He could pound the ball. But if he didn't hit over the fence, he wasn't going. He was just rounding first. You know what I mean? He couldn't run. But. Man, he could hit a ball. But we used to go to his place afterwards. Like, we'd go to Sonny's, get something to eat after softball, and then we'd go to his house and smoke dope and watch MST 3000 all afternoon, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's great. It's so easy to do.
So tell me, Pluto TV, so it's an app.
Yeah, so if you have, like, a smart TV, it'll be on there. I have, like, an old smart TV that – doesn't kind of cooperate anymore. A lot of the apps are too advanced for it to work.
Gotcha.
But that's why I use my PS4. My PS4, I
can browse
the web. Yeah, you know. So I just download the apps and run through there. So a lot of people probably assume I'm playing a video game because they could see if you log in to your PlayStation Network.
But you're actually watching Pluto TV and
Mystery Netflix Science and
Theater 3000.
They have a Beavis and Butthead channel.
No, stop. Are you serious?
Yes. kind of got sucked into that one afternoon.
Do they play the shows in series? So from
I've never noticed if they were sequential.
Sequential, yes.
Sequential. All right. Today's word of the day.
Yes.
Sequential.
Sequential.
That's not five letters. Sequential. It's four syllables.
It's pretty big.
It means in order. Sweet Melissa's upset because I'm whipping her ass in Wordle.
Tell us about Wordle. How's Wordle going?
It's going pretty good. I mean, I'm just dominating. Dominating. I mean, I know a lot of five-letter words.
I know a lot of four-letter words.
Four-letter words, yeah.
That we know.
I'm a three-letter word kind of guy. I'm not that smart.
Hey, Jimmy Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hi, hey, Jimmy buddy. Mike.
Hi, Sweet Melissa. What's up, guys, is all.
Yeah, Sweet Melissa's downstairs in Studio C at the moment.
She's in the basement.
She pulling tape?
Yeah. What? Nothing. It's a radio thing. Even though it's a podcast.
All right.
Real radio. What is this called? Wordly? Is that like a Scrabble?
Oh. Think of it as more like a word scramble. It's a puzzle game. You have it's going to be a five letter word. You just put in whatever it is. Say you're going to be like juicy, and you just put it in there, and it'll tell you whether you're matching up either the letters, whether that letter is part of the word, or if the letter's in the right spot. And they give you these color codes, and from there you just kind of figure out like, the I. It's telling you the I is part of the word, but it's in the wrong place. So then you have, up to six guesses to figure out the word. And what's the beauty of this, you can play the game in 45 seconds and then you're done for the day. So you can't like over binge because it resets every 24 hours to a new puzzle.
Okay.
So there you go. You know, you could just get a quick little mind exercise in.
Mind exercise. Well,
brag to your friends that you're whipping their ass in five letter words and then just move on with your life.
Yeah.
Well, they would be whipping my ass because my ass is kind of my brain, so that works out. Yeah.
So, you just Google Wordle. Some IT guy had invented the game, but you know, as of like a couple weeks ago, there were 2 million users. It's gonna be like a big thing. Give it like another month, and you're gonna be like really annoyed by everyone.
Like, oh my god, Wordle! I can't believe I was cutting edge.
But kinda like exactly,
liquid death.
Oh, murder your thirst.
Murder your thirst.
Remember, everyone, when in doubt,
I was too busy doing my civic duty and giving people tickets instead of playing Word.
Nah, that shit's overrated. Too much.
Hey, you know you got a taillight out? No. You do now.
That was in a movie. They used to do that in the movies.
Yep. Sure did. Probably in Philly, too. There's probably a movie in Philly.
So what else is going on in the world over at cheap beer in the warm beer in the cheap seats?
Cheap beer, cheap seats in the warm beer?
Well,
yeah, you know, sometimes you have a few, you kind of say things backwards.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, there's a lot of sports news. One more in your neck of the woods.
Oh, what a
there's
great
a team with a new name.
Yeah, isn't it called the Washington Communists? Oh, I'm sorry, Commanders, sorry.
All right, so who's going to finally like make a reference to what's the Clerks?
And yeah, then just I remember Clerks.
Yeah, and they're going to call them the Clit Commanders, you know?
Clit Commanders. Yeah.
What a shit name. Who comes up with this garbage?
You know, and they spent all this time on it. Just think of
I think that was all right. You know, fucking keep it.
Yeah, actually, they make you sound like, you know what, football team's not really half bad.
Yeah. It was just bad.
So, but it sounds like Daniel Snyder's playing nice with the NFL, and he's aiding in their investigation on really what the fuck is going on in Washington with a lot of the intangibles of the grab ass of women there. So we'll see how that plays out. Lucky for Washington, Miami's owner is taking the fucking cake that he basically opened up a class action lawsuit against the NFL by his former coach he fired. Because the coach is alleging, one, that the Rooney Rule is bullshit, that owners and GMs are not taking the interview of black head coaches serious. He said that John Elway, apparently was disheveled looking. To play devil's advocate, I think Elway might have been just a little hammered.
Yeah, he's known for that.
Yeah, again, apparently. I don't know. However, this guy took a shit team and brought him to the playoffs and nearly did it last year, and the Dolphins fired him. The rumor is on two levels. One is the owner offered him $100,000 for every loss because he wanted him to tank the season.
Really?
All right, so think about this. The NFL owns a gambling site. You have an owner throwing the team away.
Hey, wait. Now he's in the Hall of Fame, right?
No. This is the owner, Stephen Ross, of the Dolphins, apparently has offered $100,000 per game for Brian Flores, the then head coach, to lose. Also, he wanted him to contact an unnamed free agent that he knew very well. He came from the Patriots, by the way, that Flores would contact and tamper with free agency, which Flores clearly said he would not do. The story also goes on to say that Flores was brought to his yacht, and Flores was told that a certain quarterback's about to show up, and he arranged a meeting. So Flores is like, I cannot be a part of that. That's called tampering. It's illegal in the NFL. And he left. So he thinks not only he got fired because of that, that no team will hire him now. So he filed a class action suit. He's going to get paid a lot of fucking money. And the Dolphins are going to have a new ownership group. This guy will lose his franchise. There's no way the commissioner can defend this guy. And Daniel Snyder's loving this because everyone just forgot about him.
He is now on the back burner.
He's on the back burner. Him and Mark Davis's bowl fucking haircut on the back burner.
Well, let me ask you this.
I would run that team.
He's a well.
What did Elway say about Flores that I saw?
Oh, he made a huge statement that it was basically a character assassination. That's not how it happened. He thought Flores was a great candidate. They just went in a different direction and hired someone else. And they've hired black coaches in Denver in the past. So, I mean, it's definitely not a race thing. Elway has. So,
but everybody's on Elway now about this. I
don't know if everyone's on Elway. I think Elway is just a tough personality to work for. So, you know, maybe some people are just piling on. So, you know, there you go. I mean, so that's big news. However, this goes to my theory. All right. I was wrong about old TB12. He did retire.
Yeah. That was announced this week.
Good luck to your future endeavors there, Tommy. However, Tommy did buy a multi-million dollar home in Miami. Is he going to go the Jeter route and have his own franchise? It just turned out, I think a franchise in Miami might be just available. Fucking opened. I think him and his wife can pull a couple funds together to start an ownership
group. I think so. And I think they know enough people that if they need a little help and he's got enough cred.
He just a signature.
You know, maybe this will help Miami. I mean, 20 years ago, Miami was a jewel franchise, a cornerstone of the NFL. They were a model of consistency. You had Don Shula and Dan Marino. Dan Marino got his ass whipped by the Jaguars, and the Dolphins have never been the same. He retired, and they've just been a really bad organization just about every season, other than one season with
Finkel.
Ricky Williams.
It could have been Finkel on that whole ordeal.
You know, Finkel is Einhorn.
Yes. Are you sure?
Yes. Laces out.
Oh, what a great movie.
Hey, Ace, you got any more of that gum? Yeah, so, you know, everyone in Tampa is still in shock and reeling with Tom Brady retiring. And that means Gronkowski will probably lose some free agents. There's a lot of rumors on trades, you know, Garoppolo, Jameis Winston coming back. I don't like any of those options. I'd rather go with Blaine Gabbert or trade for, you know what, Nick Foles. Trade for Nick Foles. I take that. I mean, hire the guy that beats Brady in the playoffs. Don't get the other guys.
It's a good idea.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Who better?
But that'll all be unfolding here in front of us in the next few months.
Where's Aaron going?
Yeah, well, I don't think you're going to see a lot of activity till after the Super Bowl anyways. Most teams just kind of stay quiet. And, you know, it's a couple weeks and then free agency starts. So
Super Bowl right around the corner, two weeks away.
Yep. You know, it's just got a hype week. And
then the week of.
Well, look, here's the thing with the Super Bowl. The great thing is last year the Buccaneers were the first franchise to win the Super Bowl in their hometown. And now the LA Rams have the opportunity, to be the first team to lose the Super Bowl in their hometown.
Wow.
Joe Burrow's going to smoke such a big fucking cigar. It's going to be fantastic. See, when one door closes and a career ends, another one just so happens to blossom. That's just how it is.
Hmm.
I mean, they were saying when the NFL, when Marino and Jim Kelly and John Elway and all these guys, Boomer Esiason and all those guys from the 80s and 90s retired, Steve Young, Troy Aikman, who could carry the torch? You had this whole wave of guys. Now you got Roethlisberger that retired and Philip Rivers and old TB12 and so forth. We got a new generation of guys.
This is true.
So I say, why not Joe Burrow?
I agree.
Joe Burrow for president, folks.
It's not going to be Matt Stafford. It's not going to be Matt Stafford.
It would have hurt my feelings if he lost.
Actually, I like him. It's other guys in that team I find obnoxious to include their head coach, that's Sean McVay. Mm-hmm. Hey, Bush Light Clash at the Coliseum.
That's Sunday.
That's Sunday. What do you think?
I'm pretty excited. Here's what's neat about that. Just to set up, so tomorrow they're going to have a practice session, which will lead into Sunday. They will have heat races to determine who's going to run in the main event, which is 150 laps.
Wait, the heat race is 150
laps? No. The main event.
Oh, yeah.
The main event, the clash. So I think it's interesting. I think it's going to be really cool. I think, hey, if anything, they're trying something different, and it's not going to be – I didn't hate the Busch Clash at Daytona because I really like the super speedways. But just to do something different I think is neat. And I found out this week that there's a two-year option that the Coliseum has given NASCAR.
So what happens after this race? They rip up that pavement?
I don't know what they do. So the infield section of the racetrack, that's not paved.
Yeah.
That's covered. So I don't know if they leave the racetrack and the football fields in the infield section. I don't know. Because I can't imagine them tearing the track up and then next year, hey, let's spend millions of dollars more to repave the Coliseum.
Because the Trojans still play there, right?
Yeah, they still play there. And the Trojans, they needed some sort of reassurance after this race that the stadium would be ready for football come the fall. And NASCAR said, sure, don't worry about it. We got you. But with finding out that the Coliseum or the Sports Authority in LA, whoever runs it, I'm not sure, that there's a two-year option to do this again next year if there's and the year after if this ends up being a success, which we don't know yet. I have to imagine the racetrack doesn't get torn up.
See, instead of stands, they should have put the pavement, the track in the stands. You get really good banking. I mean, you could really get you could go like eight wide. That would be awesome. Like, eat our shorts, Talladega. We're going eight wide here.
Well, you know that they didn't sell, like, I think it's the first 5 or 6 rows they did not sell seats just because the view would have sucked.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, yeah, they could have put the track a little closer. They could have put it in the stands.
Mm-hmm. A removable track.
So, but here, this is the only flat track in the series now. There's no banking, zero banking.
Well, isn't that Indy's kind of like that though, right?
No, but Indy, I think it's 12 degrees. There's some banking.
Is it really?
In the corners. There is some banking. This has absolutely zero banking.
How well are they going to be able, how fast can they go then? I mean,
it's not going to be fast. It's a short track. It's a quarter mile short track. So the cars on the really short straightaways, might we see 90 miles an hour? I don't really care about the speed. I want to see the competition. And without there being any banking, you're going to have to be on the inside. The inside's going to be fast. That's the shortest way around the racetrack, is the inside lane. So everybody's going to be
diving down.
Correct. Which makes me think, are we going to have a one lane race? Are we going to just be everybody running around the inside of the track?
Oh, you know what? That really gets
the
salivation of NASCAR fans is watching that.
So
I could already see it on the message boards. Everyone bitching at Dave Moody.
Oh, Dave Moody. Listen, I wouldn't want Dave Moody's job Monday morning for anything. Or not Monday morning, but Monday night when he's on the radio. For those who don't know, Dave Moody is on Sirius XM Channel 90 NASCAR. His show is Speedway, which it comes on, I believe, at 6.
His show is called Angry at the Fans.
I like Dave.
It doesn't start out like that. It winds up like that.
It does, because the fan...
He really tries in the beginning, but some of these people that call are just fucking idiots.
Dave shoots holes. Dave will shoot holes into their theories, because Dave's a racer. He not only is a NASCAR announcer, a corner announcer for MRN Radio. He used to own race teams, not in the Cup Series.
Oh, that's like saying, like, I'm not just the president, but I'm also a member for the Hair Club for Men.
Hey, this track is Dave. A quarter mile, guys.
Quarter, yeah.
They can run a track meet after this. Okay, get your cleats on, fellas.
But nevertheless, I'm excited just because it's different and they've never done it. And if it's a single file, beating and banging, get down to get into the inside lane and that's all it is, so be it. At least they're trying something different. So we'll have
huge success, or it's going to be a hit or miss, you know?
I don't think there's an in between. It's either.
No, that's what I mean. I think either it's going to go over really big, or, you know, if you said if it's all one lane racing, fans aren't going to go for that.
It's going to be a dud. It's going to be a total dud.
Wait, so when's the 500 then? 2 weeks?
2 weeks. It's the week after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So the next 3 weekends they're pretty good weekends, pretty good Sundays. Busch Light Clash this weekend.
Yep.
Next Sunday is Super Bowl. Sunday after that, the Daytona 500. Can't go wrong.
Yep.
I'm planning my life around these 3 weekends.
That's important.
These are important weekends.
They're important weekends. Well, you got to already start thinking about food, the snacks.
Already on it.
Yeah.
Very important.
Might have to bring out that air fryer.
Yay.
Speaking of, that's an interesting subject. Super Bowl snacks. What are you thinking for Super Bowl snacks this year?
Buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah, buffalo chicken dip.
She likes making that.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I'm thinking homemade pizza. I'm going to make homemade pizza this year.
That's fun.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. There's going to have to be some variation of chicken wings, of course.
That's my air fryer comes into play.
Yeah. How are chicken wings in the air fryer?
I have no idea.
I'll let you know.
I have an air fryer.
Hey, are you guys going to really do that? I have sauce already made.
Oh, well, yes, you have the secret weapon sauce.
Let me, because I'm off, you know, Saturday, Sunday, I'm not, I don't work right now. So maybe could be a little Super Bowl get together or Daytona 500 get together, whichever.
Both sound wonderful.
That sounds like fun.
Nice.
So yeah, Super Bowl snacks. I'm working on this week to really research, figure out what I want to prepare for Super Bowl, because I think that's a snack day. That's not a fix a meal. That you're not making a turkey dinner.
Oh no, you're eating like mozzarella sticks and crap like that all.
Yeah, you want like little finger foods.
Finger foods. So
you have you have your doctor's appointment on Wednesday, because it's Sunday. You're gonna really fuck yourself up.
So much for that cholesterol.
But then you get to blame it on that, so it's all good.
So remember, double up on your meds on Sunday, folks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And see your doctor no later than Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
That's right.
And it's a good plan.
Well, I have to work on
Super Bowl. So do I want another quesadilla? Yes, I do. I would like another
quesadilla. There's ooh, a great that's one. A great one too. Quesadilla.
Big Mike, is that Super Bowl or Daytona 500?
Yeah, both.
I could probably do both. They're 2 weeks apart, right?
Daytona 500 is the weekend after, back to back.
Oh, well, that's kind of a treat. Usually, there's a lull.
We have no lull this year, Big Ed.
It's
because there used to be Valentine's Day was the only day there was no sports, and now.
No. Daytona 500's been run on Valentine's Day before.
Oh.
In fact,
Cope now with DVRs, you could bang it or pause it, and then go back to your other activity.
There you go.
You call that activity day.
Activity day. Love one activity day.
Yes.
Is everyone taking notes?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
This is a home run, okay? Don't let the ink dry on this one.
Yeah. Can't miss.
It's called the You Banga Banga TV.
You Banga Banga TV? Wow. Is that like the You Banga Banga, what's it called?
Whatever you want it to be, Big Mike. There's no wrong
it's
answer.
It's the bumper cars at Busch Gardens.
Oh, I forgot what you used to call
that. Yeah, maybe it is You
Bang-a-bang. So I think, is everybody watching The Clash this weekend?
I think so.
Okay. We're going to have to come in and kind of give it a rundown on what we liked. I like the. I just want to see the new
Big
cars.
Big Mike, that's what we do in this show. I don't know if you've ever noticed.
I'm new to this show, Big Ed. I've never.
Hey,
I've
what
never
a great idea! Let's all watch The Clash, and we'll talk about it next show. Hey, who's this fucking genius in advertising?
It's definitely not me.
Yes, it is. It's a great idea. We could practice our snacks on Bush Day.
Yes,
to present the
Bush Clash, that could be like the trial run for the next 2 weeks.
It's your cold open, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of cold open, I had lunch with a Mac Griller Sunday.
Oh, good.
Scott Haney Wentworth.
Oh, there he is, the legend.
Yeah, he did confirm. We did talk about that 4th of July gig. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That really happened. I said, did this really happen? Because I talked to you. I was like, oh, yeah. He goes, I had to snap you guys out of it. He's like, hey, guys, this isn't a drill. It's a real fire.
That's a real fire.
This is real. We're all staring at it like, wow.
Cool. Far out, man.
This is not a drill.
Yeah, you're like, that's weird. The guy's saying, my ass is on fire, and that property is on fire.
The ass of that truck is on fire. Cypress needles. Who puts cypress needles in the back of their truck? I mean, come on.
Can I switch this to wrestling for a second?
Sure, why not?
Is that Ricochet right there?
Yeah, that rolled around. He's wearing like the Bam Bam Bigelow pants. Sure, that's Ricochet.
Well, he looks like he's wearing... No, who's that guy?
Oh, with the face mask?
Yeah. It looks like Shane's.
No, it's Ridge Holland or something is his name. Oh. I think his nose got broken too.
It looks like they shared nose straps.
I have no TV yet. I haven't finished the installation.
I will after the show.
All right, they're doing an advertisement for the new wrestling WWE game. I think I'm going to have to buy it with Rey Mysterio on the cover. All right, so without further delay, we do have a special guest calling all the way from Beijing, our Winter Games correspondent, the Subway Slam.
Subway Slam, China.
Hello.
Ni hao, everybody.
Kung Pao. To the WBCS.
Hey, did you eat any Chinese food yet?
Actually, speaking of Chinese food, did you know that they call in Beijing, they call Chinese food just food?
No.
No, get out of here.
Wait, they say for real, they say just food? Or they just say food. Oh.
That's pretty cool.
That's great.
Thanks, I never knew that.
Glad we spent all this money.
So they go to the American restaurant and they get hot dog, hamburger, pizza, steak.
Yeah, they're like, hey, can I have some American food? Can I have a hot dog?
The Chinese people sound like Cartman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want ringuini. Ringuini and rice.
Linguini and rice? Is that even legal?
All the carbs.
Well, maybe it's a vegan meal.
Maybe. So, Subway, what's it like in China right now? Tell me about China.
Well, it is pretty interesting to say the least. I feel like it's not Mount Everest. Let's just say not Mount Everest.
You sound really far away.
Is there an event that you look forward to watching?
While you're over there. I can't wait for the baseball event in
But this is the Winter Olympics.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Oh, no. You're not going to see any of the summer games there, buddy.
No, buddy, this is the Winter Olympics.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you get your jacket? Did the Ultimate Carrot not pack you a jacket?
No. I don't think that could happen.
No, she didn't.
So, Subway, are you totally not prepped for any of the winter games? It was the summer games you were thinking you were going to go see?
Well, the only thing I did remember was a ski event in the Winter Games, which I in fact signed myself up to participate in the skiing event.
Which one? The Alpine, the Long Hill? What are you?
The water
slalom.
I'm gonna do the water hill.
No, buddy, it's
I'd like to see you do the mogul where at the end you got to do that one flip at the end.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I think you can nail it.
I'm honestly crying right now.
You know what? Know what Winter Olympic game I'd go see?
What?
It's on right now.
Curling. I've watched curling. It's kind of interesting.
I don't know why they're not drinking beer while they're doing curling.
That would be kick-ass.
Dude, because one spill on the ice and you're going down like a Zeppelin, the lead one at that. Because you're going down
They shout commands like while they're curling.
Yeah, we're telling them where to brush. See, I was thinking...
Hey, dipshit, left dipshit, the other left, dipshit.
Our BattleBot could compete
in
Yeah, so when after it wins pickleball in the summer games, it's going to come back 2 years later in the winter games.
Hey, I'm still getting pickleball newsletters. It's a real thing. I'm still getting a newsletter every month.
Big Ed, there is a car in my neighborhood. One of my neighbors has a I Love Pickleball decal on the back window of their car.
Yeah, and then you find out that's where he calls like little kids pee-pees.
Stop.
Hey, that's your baby. They call me Dirk Diggy.
So we could have a curling battle bot.
Yeah, why not? It's just a different attachment on the top.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's kind of. Oh, boy.
I think that would make it a lot more fun.
And then we come back and then win in BattleBots.
After we win pickleball, curling, and BattleBots.
Yes.
So we'd have like we would be in the BattleBot Hall of Fame.
We would have a literal triple threat
BattleBot.
Yeah.
Hey, how did Johnny Knoxville do?
Not well. He got wailed on pretty well in the Royal Rumble.
Hey, did you hear Sami Zayn went to like his event this week?
Oh, what, to the movie premiere?
Yeah, he crashed in, and he wasn't invited.
Sami's a funny guy.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're gonna bring him back to wrestling. If they're gonna bring.
Well, you know what? The one thing in wrestling I'd wish they'd just get rid of is they just point at the WrestleMania sign. Like I see it. It's like 30 by 40. Like you don't have to point at it. You could just like move the camera there. I'll see it.
Yeah, they make us look like that we're blind.
Yeah. Oh no, I wasn't I don't know. I'm not trying to hate on Ronda Rousey. She just I don't get excited watching her wrestle at all.
Johnny Knoxville pointed though, and that was pretty funny.
Well, yeah, because then he had to deal with the Phenomenal One, mm-hmm. and he kind of beat on him for a while. He had a pretty good run in the Royal Rumble. Yeah. Oh, AJ.
Did Knoxville get the shit knocked out of him?
Oh, yeah. No. But, I mean, the guy's gotten hit by a bull, so you're not really going to hurt him. I mean, he definitely going to sell the pain, so... They definitely took turns beating on him. Then they threw him out.
What do you think Knoxville got paid to do that?
A lot.
I don't know. I think it might have just been
the promotion
of it all. Hmm. You know, for the movie. So
they must have a standard fee for. They probably have a standard fee like for something like that.
Did they tie the movie into the...
They cover the parking event. Or something.
Yeah, we'll validate your parking.
Yeah. Validate your park. It'll give you a Bud Light on your way out. Be careful. Don't drink and drive.
See, Subway, I was a little disappointed. I thought you were going to come out number 30, and then there's, you know, Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, you know, speaking about that, Vince McMahon screwed me. I was going to come out at 30.
Hey, go figure.
And then... he said Brock Lesnar's going to take my spot. So,
yeah, wow, really big mad. Shoes to fill, huh?
Yeah, I got really mad about that, and
then you go to China without a jacket. I'd be pissed too.
It's got to be cold as shit.
You're having a rough week.
Yeah,
I mean,
and you're not, and your political career is about over, isn't it?
No, it's beginning.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
You're like, she should call you Wonder Boy.
Hey,
like this Subway Slam stuff. Wonder Slam or something.
Hey, maybe I should give you a...
He could get a tattoo maybe, on the back of his neck.
Yeah, I want to give you some spoilers on the Masked Singer. You know that TV show?
Yeah. Is that a spoiler about Giuliani?
No, I'm in it.
Great. Oh, you're Giuliani.
Oh.
Like, all of a sudden, they take off Giuliani's head, and you're
it's
under
Subway
there.
Slam, and they're, oh!
It's old Bad Withers!
Yeah, and they, I made two people.
I would have got it if it wasn't for that Subway Slam.
I would have got away with it if it wasn't for Petey and Repeaty.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, Repeaty is doing laps. He has not stopped. I don't have the TV on, so they have the fish tank right in front of me.
Yeah.
It is a busy tank right now.
Summer Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, what's it called? I made two people walk out. I made the men walk out.
Very good.
Oh, that's what they're talking about on the news.
Yeah. Well, you're a busy guy. You're busy. Yeah. You know, Subway, it's hard to
be you. You're
suspended
such suspended high for demand. 2 weeks.
So Subway.
Yeah.
So what are your plans while you're in Beijing? We got you there for the Olympics. Now that you realize it's not the Summer Games, it's the Winter Games. What events?
Yeah, put your pole vaulting pole away.
The first thing I'm going to do is get a jacket.
Well, you know, I'm sure you can acquire one. I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I can. Number two is might have to go through the Great Wall of China once this Olympic thing is over.
Well, let's concentrate on the Olympics.
It's a long walk, Subway Slam. It's called the Great Wall for a reason, not just some wall. Yeah.
Not just the wall, an okay wall.
Yeah. Oh, my plan for the Olympics. Yeah, so my plan is so obviously I entered in the skiing event, and I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to try to get gold medal.
In what?
In skiing.
In skiing.
Yeah.
But what about skiing?
Of course he could ski. He went for 4 days in Utah. He's ready for the Olympics.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's all the training they do anyway.
Was that like his covert training going to Utah?
Yeah. So speaking of Utah, I got injured in Utah.
Uh-oh.
What did you injure?
My knee.
His wee-wee, because it's funny. You're touching it and giving it a
Oh, God.
Well, you got to ice it then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
or do you put heat on it?
Yeah. And
I talked to Jeffrey. He liked to wee-wee, too.
Yeah. It was my knee and my tongue from sticking my tongue at the pole, like what happened in the Christmas Story.
Is that what happened, or were you just watching a movie?
Yeah.
No, that's
because those guys were like eight, okay?
Yeah, you're at least, you know, older than that.
Yeah, well, Subway Slam wanted to be an idiot in Utah, so mission completed.
Did you really do that?
You lived up to the billing, huh?
Of course. So I'm slamming myself to be an idiot.
You only live once.
Yeah, Kay, look here, you cowboy hillbillies here in Utah. I'm a New York City slicker, and I'm licking this pole, and I'm calling this jackass.
Yeah.
Back home, Mama just shush him off the porch with the broom.
Start doing don't do any jackass like stunts in China. They'll send you to like their version of a gulag, which I don't think is good.
I don't want to
probably not
gulag. I've been to I've beaten up too many people. Like, obviously we know the Gary Glitter. I beat him up. We know all about that story.
Just word to the wise, tough guys.
Word of the wise, don't beat nobody up in China, okay?
Yeah. Work on all that rage issue.
Yeah.
All right, well, I might beat up...
You might be able to beat up somebody that likes to touch wee-wees, but not these guys.
Yeah, I might beat up somebody if they beat me in the skiing event, so... just a little warning.
Thanks for the warning.
There it is. We have an exclusive. Subway Slam has threatened the whole Olympic field in skiing.
I think that's allowed too. Isn't it part of intimidation?
Yeah,
that's allowed.
In the spirit of competition.
If
you can't bribe them or take PEDs.
Yeah.
PhDs, whatever, performance enhancing, blah, blah.
Yeah, PEDs, yep.
Performance enhancing.
Drugs.
That would be funny if they
needed PhDs, though. So, Subway, what we need you to do, we're going to have you in Beijing for the Olympics. Just study up on some of the events.
Yes, sir.
We spent a lot of money to get you there.
Yes.
You know, we pulled a whole we looked in couch cushions to make this happen.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because this is warm beer in the cheap seats, buddy. This is not
WBCS.
This is WBCS. This is not CBS.
WBCS.
So I need you to bone up on the Winter Olympics.
Yes, sir.
Bring us some coverage.
Yes. Yes.
Some breaking news.
You're our Mike Tirico.
All right. Yes, sir.
I know. I love Mike Tirico. Yes, Mike Tirico, he can cover any sport. He's covered the Indianapolis 500. He covers NFL.
I bet he remembered his jacket.
I bet he did.
Yeah. I don't think Dr. Jerry Punch forgets his jacket.
Sure doesn't.
No, Dr. Jerry Punch is on it. And Mike Tirico's a car guy, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Tirico's a car guy.
Nice.
So anyway, Subway, we need you to bone up. You need to be our Tirico.
Yes, sir.
That's your assignment.
These are the Winter Olympics.
And, yes. Hey, listen, I like food. I need a report on Chinese food, what you're eating there.
Or
what they
food
call
in general.
Food, it's in China already. The food you're eating. And don't go to Burger King. Don't go to McDonald's. We got that here.
Yeah.
What if it's different?
It probably is different. It is around the world. McDonald's.
And then you could call it Chinese food.
Wow. You could.
I could, but what if I just keep calling it food?
China's busy like New York.
Well, you could.
Who's watching Cops?
I don't know.
Well, that's probably the Chinese military officials just driving around.
Trying to find Subway Slam.
Yeah. Maybe. I hope you got your visa.
Hey, actually, also, I just I also forgot to say a little, also a fun fact in China.
Okay.
You know the Chinese water torture?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you know that they call Chinese water torture just water torture here?
Thanks. You'll probably be experiencing that before you come back from the Olympics.
You know what? That's funny because in France they call French fries just fries.
Just fries. It's amazing.
And French dressing is just.
Casey, how much money did we spend on this?
French dressing.
Our budget's
free.
Done.
God.
All right, Subway. God.
Subway, just come on.
We need you to focus.
We need you to focus. Yes. Do it for us.
Yes,
do
sir.
Do it for the warm beer and the cheap seats.
Yes, sir. I do anything for WBCS.
All right. Excellent.
But if you're doing it for Sweet Melissa, you don't have to focus because this is fantastic.
Oh, Sweet Melissa.
Don't listen to her.
Don't encourage him.
She's never won a Peabody.
Sweet Melissa, this is coming from our other Olympic correspondent.
She's not the ad campaign wizard to listen to.
Wait a minute. That's our other Olympic correspondent that we just, well.
Yeah, Big Ed wants panties from a vending
machine. And we've been banned from Japan.
Yeah.
So listen.
Wait, why have you been banned from Japan?
Oh, yeah, Sweet Melissa. Sweet Melissa.
I found that out.
Oh, nice.
She's out of control.
No one even told me.
Nice. I can't believe the Ultimate Karen hasn't been banned from Japan. Dang, that's a record.
Well, just don't get banned. Just do us proud.
Then we can sing banned. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, it's like you're there.
Get it?
Yeah. All right, well, I think we kind of covered China.
They got China covered.
Yeah. All right, well, Subway, next week, I need you to bring
the A game.
I mean,
I will.
A big serving spoon of a meal for us, you know?
Yes. Yes, I will. I'll tell you everything.
Subway, we want a little. Here's what we're hoping for.
All right,
I'm hoping you can deliver for us.
Yes.
All right, what are you hoping for?
We want a little culture. We want a little, you know, synopsis on Chinese culture that you're experiencing. Of course, we want reports on the games, what you've enjoyed, what you haven't enjoyed.
And tell people about your play opening up off Broadway. See if the Chinese audience is excited.
They're probably not.
Maybe they are. Monologues
in the street. Yeah, I've already told some people about my off Broadway play, and it kind of they kind of really don't care about it.
I wonder why.
Really don't care.
Hey, did you look at the message board? Nathan Singh is from India. Gee, that's a
nice.
That's a shocker.
Hey, welcome.
Excellent. Thanks.
Yeah.
Love India.
Yeah, it's a great country. There's so much.
I've been
to Agra. You know a lot of people. Tell
them. Yeah. When you're in the Air Force.
Yeah, I've been to the Taj Mahal. But when you're there, you could just call it the Taj.
The Taj.
Well, hey, listen, you haven't been there. You can't say that.
Oh, the Taj Mahal.
I've been there.
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
When you go to India, you don't call it Indian food. You just say it's food. It's one of those things.
Correct.
It's like Subway Slam's philosophy on Chinese food.
Rico.
Yeah.
What if he found him? Right?
What's that?
He could look for Mike Tirico and get some tips.
He could. Yeah, if you see Mike Tirico, tell him he still owes me
$20. Hey, Mr. Singh, I saw a Slumdog Millionaire. It was like I was...
Right. That's a good one there, Big Ed.
Subway.
I just want to help him relate to
Tirico on the show. That would
be part of
the
thing.
Okay.
Talk, if you come across Tirico, see if you can get him on the show with us. You know, that'd be nice.
All right. I can do it right now. I can try and do it right now.
Don't overexert yourself.
Yeah.
We're going to ease into this. You just got there.
Hey, Casey, look who joined.
Right. The other Casey.
Casey. Your doppelganger.
Hi, Casey.
I don't know about that, but...
It's a joke.
Right.
Yeah. They don't all stick. Most do.
Right. So, anyways.
Well, he's going to be in for a treat tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're getting up a few minutes from that. So, Subway, good job.
Hey, no clock. So you can't go by the bells.
Correct.
It's not hooked up yet.
So, Subway, good job. Now, you know your task at hand. You got to represent... the WBCS very well now. All right. We'll be in touch with you next week. All right, buddy?
Yes. Don't go to jail, Subway. Don't go to jail.
Do not go to a Chinese gulag.
Because you will not come out.
Subway. That's it. The budget is blown, Subway. We got nothing for you. So straight and narrow, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. Don't talk about freeing Tibet or Hong Kong. That's not a good idea.
Yeah. I would hold those thoughts until you get home.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Subway.
All right.
Yep.
Have fun.
Butt your lip.
There you go, gang. There you go, gang.
So, Subway ladies and gentlemen, that was a
Subway Slam.
Our Beijing Winter Olympics
correspondent.
I think we're gonna have some good content in the next few weeks.
I hope so. I was a little concerned, but you know, I think he could pull through and turn this around.
Well, sweet Melissa did it for us.
I was about to say the other. What did you call him? What was the big word? Commentator? No.
Correspondent.
Thank you. You knew it started with a C. Correspondent. It's tough being a correspondent, especially that first call. You got jet lag. You got all kinds of craziness going on.
Well, you are literally on the other side of the world. So, yeah. There's...
All right. We'll give you a little leeway there. We're just sitting here on a couch doing a show.
Memories.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But it's a responsibility. It's an honor to represent us at the Olympics.
Yeah.
Maybe next year we'll
you know
be
how much work I had to get a press pass?
I was just gonna say press pass, man.
They don't give these things out. You gotta know someone that knows somebody.
Hey, so you gonna go to the Nike sweatshop? I mean Nike factory?
The sweatshop? I don't think you should call them a sweatshop over there.
I corrected myself. I said factory.
Well, we're here, so we can say it.
They just call it a shop over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they call it Rata Sweat.
Yeah. AC broken. With that said, Big Ed's
Rock and Roll Retrospective.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Thanks for allowing me to do this. This is really an honor to do Rush Moving Pictures. This was like a staple. This defines my teenage years. It's the 8th studio album by Rush, Canadian band. It was released February 12, 1981. It was recorded between October and November of 1980 after they got off tour. They wrote it, rehearsed it, got it down pat in 5 months and had it released. The genre is progressive rock. There's 7 tracks. A Witch Hunt is a 2-part and it's 10 minutes and 58 seconds. All other songs are 4 to 5 minutes long. The length is 40 minutes. The producer is Rush and Terry Brown is an engineer. Now, I usually give a few words about the engineer, but this guy, Terry Brown, has worked with over 22 different artists. As early as 1967, he worked with Jimi Hendrix. He's like the who's who of pop and rock music to present day. This guy must be a walking historian. I mean, Hendrix, The Who, Rush, Barbra Streisand, Sonny and Cher, The Eagles, Procol Harum. Look him up. I could do a whole segment on this guy alone. So this was released on February 12, 1981. Started writing and recording in August 1980. They wanted to try something a little more radio friendly, featuring tighter song structures and shorter than their previous songs. They received great reviews across the board. It went number one in Canada and number two in the US and the UK. Playing the songs live from September 11th to October 1st in 1980 is like a rehearsal alive, and supported the album on tour from February to July of 1981. The album went quadruple platinum, released 4 singles, which are all recognizable if you've ever owned a radio. YYZ was nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Instrumental Performance. Moving Pictures and 2112 are the 2 albums listed in the 1,000 albums you must have before you die. All lyrics written by Neil Peart except for Tom Sawyer. He collaborated with Pye Dubois. All music is composed by Alex Lifeson and Geddy Lee. Rush is Neil Peart. Drums, timbales, song, orchestra, glockenspiel, wind chimes, bell, tree, cowbell, and the most important is plywood. Alex Lifeson, 6 and 12 string electric and acoustic guitars, and Geddy Lee, bass guitars and keyboards. Boy, when this came out, this was the hottest album. The singles became radio standards and can still be heard regularly on any classic rock station today. The album would represent crossroads for the band, at once showcasing many elements of the sound that they forged throughout the late 70s, while also mildly previewing their new wave influenced sound of the early 80s. The album starts out with the iconic Tom Sawyer and Neil Peart's precision drumming earning the nickname The Professor. I identify with Tom Sawyer because the lyrics were kind of a portrait of a modern-day rebel, a free-spirited individual striding through the world wide-eyed and purposeful, and the difference between what people are and what others perceive them to be. Namely, me, I guess. Brett Barchetta is another great track and a story about another time when motor vehicles were outlawed. Not only do the lyrics tell a story, the music is telling the same story. What a great feel it has. YYZ opens with the Morse code, YYZ. YYZ is the airport code for Toronto International Airport. And they kind of got inspired by this because when they came back from tour, they'd land in Toronto. And also, Peart wanted to do a follow-up instrumental from Hemisphere's La Via Strangiato, where each member throws down and shows you what they're made of as musicians. Limelight was another single and a radio staple to this day. An autobiographical track by Neil Peart about the fam has all the swag of Tom Sawyer and Brett Barchetta rolled up into this tune. It really hits it out of the park. Another reason why Neil Peart is the professor. In the Camera Eye, another autobiographical song by Neil Peart after walking in both New York City and London. The first verse is about New York City and the second verse is about London. Geddy Lee really blends the synthesizer and Alex Lifeson really scorches on the guitar.
And actually, I didn't spend enough time on him, but he does on the whole album. He's a genius. And Leave It to the Professor with the tightest drumming I've ever heard. The last conceptual song and a song over 10 minutes by the band. Witch Hunt, the title gives you an idea of what it's about and has a dark feel to it. Unlike many other Rush songs, it was a true studio production with a variety of percussion instruments and overdubs. It is the first of four songs which has been called the band's Fear series, the other three being The Weapon from Signals, The Enemy Within, which was from Grace Under Pressure, and Freeze from Vapor Trails. Vital Signs is the last song and has more of a side one sound, meaning a more radio-friendly feel. Catchy guitar and bass riffs, and The Professor, very timely, a song has a reggae and Police influence that would carry for the next three albums. I really enjoyed doing this review. It brought me back to a simpler time. The Duke Boy was Tom Sawyer, that modern-day warrior that always got on with the friction of the day and drove his General Lee like the Red Barchetta on some excursions in the day's mischief. This is a solid 4 out of 5 from Big Ed and the Duke Boy of Missaquab. I am Big Ed. Enjoy.
Very good. All right. Well, that's Moving Pictures, which, you know, only Rush can be a band that, you know, find a groove and commercial success in their 8th studio album.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize this is they were a work in progress, and they learned everything on the road just by playing. They just that's how these musicians get good. You just have to play live. You have to know each other's timing and what to expect, you know. And this album just encapsulates the whole thing.
Well, and then even, you know,
it's a timeless album.
It is. I agree. Well, first off, Tom Sawyer is just like an epic rock and roll song. It's
it just flows nicely, and the changes are subtle. And just Neil Peart, this whole album just showcases how fucking tight he was. I saw an interview with him, and he said that he would stress out every time he played Tom Sawyer live.
Really?
Yeah, because it's just so intricate.
Well, you know, the thing about Rush too is they were really big on if they did it in the studio, they have to do it live. You know, it wasn't like, you know, overlays or what have you.
Well, in the camera eye, no, wait, yeah. Wait, let me find this. I just read the one that's 10 minutes long. In the camera eye, they didn't play it to like almost 2002 live after the Moving Pictures tour. And then it turned out to be a fan favorite after that.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's just some of the best drumming. If you listen to that from start to finish, Lil Peart, he said his hands were raw when they got done doing this album.
Wow. Now, is that a band you'd ever seen live?
Rush?
Yes.
Like 6-7 times. Wow. I took our younger brother, my younger brother, to his first concert was Rory Gallagher and Rush at the Nassau Coliseum, 1982.
Wow. 82. Right in their prime. So right hot off that album. Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is during the Signals tour.
Yeah.
So it's a great set list. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a Tom Sawyer adventure, that whole ride, because my car overheated on the Northern State Parkway.
always an adventure.
Wait, which car was this?
That was the second General Lee. The Cobra.
Oh, the Cobra. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I remember that Cobra.
Yeah, we wound up jumping the fence and knocking on people's door until somebody let us in, and we called Eric Nordstrom at Hofstra. And Jeff Culhane told him that his father had a heart attack, so he'd come get us because he was going to the show, and he picked us up in his 64 Biscayne. Well, nice. I don't want to go so far in the backstory of Mr. Nordstrom, but we did see Rush. And it was kind of cynical how we got the ride out there, but – hey,
but his dad,
you have to think outside the box, you know. Did not want to miss the show. Picked up John Cosgrove. Went to CW Post. I mean, it was a whole Monday Warrior, mean stride.
Today's Big Ed, Mean Mean Pride.
Yeah.
So the album, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your take on it.
Here's my take. Two songs that I really liked off the album. Limelight, which I already liked.
Yep.
But the Red Bruschetta, that was a car song. I started listening. I'm like, this is a fucking car song.
Wasn't it? And you know what? The music takes you with the
The
music
is
telling the story. Yeah, but it's telling the story as well.
Wasn't it a car that Getty had?
I did a little back research on this. In 1974, mm-hmm. in Road and Track magazine, there is an article written about what if cars were outlawed and you couldn't drive cars on the road anymore. So there was an article written, and I don't know if it was a fictional piece.
No, you're on the right road. You're on the right trail.
So I don't know if it's a fictional piece or a what if piece. So this song in the Road and Track magazine, it was MGB that was the car. Okay. And the Rush song, it's a Ferrari.
Correct.
So, but I thought the song, what I digged in it, the guitars. I'm a guitar guy. I really enjoyed the guitars.
Great guitar. And then Geddy Lee just carries it with the bass. That whole riff is funky. It's in my head right now. I can't get it out.
And so I was listening to this album. I was on my evening walk, earbuds in. I'm like, okay, let's soak this up. Let's absorb this album. And at first, that song started, I'm like, here we go. Kind of like, I'm not going to like this. But steadily, it was like, this is a cool song. That one got a couple listens. And then Limelight, again, good song. Enjoy that. That's a radio standard.
If you've never owned a radio, then you probably haven't heard it. But I mean, if you listen to terrestrial radio or any classic rock, all the time.
Tom Sawyer and Limelight, they're gonna get lots of airplay. But overall, the album, Camera's Eye, that was kind of a weird one, but kind of interesting at the same time.
Well, if you listen to the backstory on it, then it makes a lot of sense.
And the song and in the Camera's Eye is mentioned in Limelight, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of cross-referencing going on in this album with other music that had been wrote prior as well. So it's pretty...
But overall, it's a good listen. It's a good listen.
Neil Peart's a thinker, you know? He was always a deep songwriter.
So good choice there, Big Ed. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. I enjoyed doing it. I listened to this thing, holy crap, about 15 times this week.
Now, I did already dive into your next possible album, and I was.
You know what time it is? It's 21:12.
He's nice. Wiping some stuff off his nose.
Wow, I couldn't time that any better.
It's a Rush reference to anyone really confused by Big Ed yelling that out.
I just picked up my phone and it pops up like it woke up. I'm like, huh.
So there you go.
So, rumor is the next Rock and Roll retrospective is going to be on Greta Van Fleet.
I've already I started diving into it already. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be. We're going to give it a try. We're going to give it a try.
I listen to fucking Poco, all right?
Well, I know. No. I'm going to give it a try. Absolutely. You listen
and you're
going to
gonna be
you
backing
to,
up the you pieces. Know what?
We love Poco.
Big Mike, if I have to teach you how to listen to an album, like you put it on and you play it.
Well, I know. I got you.
And if you could go from start to finish, then it's already almost a three. You know?
Do you know Casey and I had a stranger thinking he knew a Poco song the other night? He didn't know it.
I listen to Poco all the time. I love that album.
It's fantastic.
As do I.
I've been converting folks.
Mm-hmm. So
to country rock.
Country rock, man. It's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm the Pied Piper of country rock.
Just do like a John Denver.
Oh, we should do it. There's some good John Denver. I'm not a super big John Denver fan, but he has.
I'll put that on the list, but way down.
Look, the guy played with the Muppets. He can't be that bad.
I agree with that statement because if you're with the Muppets, you got it. You're stand up because they're not going to put some scumbag with the Muppets.
Exactly.
Because it's the fucking Muppets.
Yeah. First off, they'll feed you the animal. There's a reason they have them chained to a drum set.
I love the is it Geico? It's a Geico commercial.
Yeah.
The animal commercials.
They have the animal in the closet or animal in the attic.
Animal only wears a t-shirt. That's it.
It's like Cougar.
See, that's I always thought Jim Henson was like,
you got to watch out. He's not only going to eat, you know?
Yeah. He's also I just always imagined Jim Henson was a Who fan. And
you think
that,
so?
That was a representation of Keith Moon.
Keith Moon.
It could be.
You know, if he takes a quarter stick of dynamite and blows up his drum kit during a Muppet sketch, you're like, yep, that was Keith Moon.
That was Keith Moon.
And Fozzie Bear can't hear out of his right ear now. Oh, waka waka? Waka waka?
Yes, that's right. All right. Pop quiz.
Okay.
Just real quick. I'm just going to run this down. All right, Big Mike.
Yes.
The best Steve Miller Band song.
Good question. I'm going to say... I don't know.
Do da do 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 da do.
Go ahead.
All right. Keeps on slipping.
Oh, okay.
Nah, that's an all right one. I think.
I fancy Jungle Love.
Okay, Big Ed says Jungle Love.
Hold on,
Mike. I'm the same way as you. I need a list.
I need a list because listen, I know.
Now every time I hear someone mention Jungle Love, I always just think of Morris Day and Motherfucking Time, Jungle Love. Oh we but that's something different. Sweet Melissa. The best Steve Miller Band.
All right, give me 2 seconds. No.
Put down the Google machine because you're gonna cheat.
No, I'm not. I know what we're doing here. Hold on.
Yeah.
1 moment, please. Do, do, do,
do. That's the Jeopardy theme song.
Not Steve Miller.
Abracadabra.
Okay, see, that's a good one. She said Abracadabra, which I think was like one of his last singles.
I'm pretty young.
Well, he took actually time off. This was like one of his last singles, like from the 80s, Abracadabra, if I remember that, right. Actually, yeah. He had a
Jet Airliner.
Great.
That's the song. I was trying to think. I know the song. I listened to Steve Miller. Jet Airliner.
I got to take that back. I forgot about Serenade.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Final answer?
I'm good with Jungle Love. Just I'm giving an honorable mention to Serenade.
Because the correct answer, Serenade.
There is. Yeah.
No.
So if anyone's wondering, that's the best Steve Miller Band song.
I knew that's what he was looking for, but
he was on Letterman and he did Fly Like an Eagle and it was like way after it was released.
Listen,
he just came on.
Do you know a cool thing? I was watching a Chuck Berry documentary.
Yes.
He toured with Steve Miller and his band Back Chuck.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that well they were just road dogs.
No,
yeah,
you motherfuckers are playing with me tonight.
And Chuck Berry was notorious for getting he didn't tour with his own band. He just picked up a band in whatever town he was in, and that didn't always work well. But Steve Miller and his band made sure Chuck sounded good because they were fans of Chuck.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a documentary.
And also, it was the Steve Miller Band, you know?
Yeah.
Well, sure. But they made sure Chuck, and it's also Chuck Berry, dude.
Yep.
One of the greatest rock and rollers ever to walk the face
of the
earth.
Guy got paid cash before he walked on stage.
In a
briefcase.
No, it was in a shopping bag.
Oh, like a brown paper
bag. Brown paper bag. Because he got fucked.
Well, all those guys.
Early in his career.
Oh, the promoters used to be all the worst.
Oh, they were grease balls. Yeah, they were grease balls. So Chuck, before he went on, he needed to get paid. He counted his money. Then he went on.
I remember a story with Led Zeppelin. They had were playing somewhere. Because, you know, tours were much different, you know, in the 60s and 70s. And, well, you know, you'd have like these festivals too. And then they were playing somewhere with Chuck Berry. And I don't know if it was Robert Plant or Jimmy Page that noticed that transaction going on. And they're like, huh. And they're like, oh, yeah, I guess he's got to make sure he gets paid. I mean, Led Zeppelin had their own little strong arm guy that.
Well, you aren't going to fuck over Peter Grant.
Exactly. Peter Grant was a straight gangster.
Yeah, for sure.
If you want to stay on the right side of the grass, you just pay
the man. Yeah.
You'd be the bait for the sharks that they're going to use to, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So anyways, I just had that question.
Good question.
Oh, wait. We just got a update. I got a text from Subway Slam. He said Mike Tirico is a big fan of
Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats,
the WBCS.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks for listening, Mike. Subway. I'm a big fan of yours, Mike Tirico.
I mean, Subway, consummate professional. He's just out there.
Yeah. Hustling. Oh, yeah, he's working. He's eating a lot of food.
Yep.
I guess they call the egg roll, though, still, right?
Yeah, it's still an egg
roll. It was at the asking.
Still an egg roll.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question for next time. Next week, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, next week we're gonna have some. I'm gonna have some culture questions for the Subway Slam.
See yes, if he's do they do the tradition? Do they do the traditional washy washy? I have to
washy washy.
Uh oh.
Yeah. The old chad wash.
Like, what is really the ancient Chinese secret? Maybe you'll find that out.
I don't know if he has enough time.
He's going to find out. It's going to be, you reeve now.
You weave now, Subway Slam.
Secret's out. You reeve now.
Yeah, it's Calgon.
Yeah.
And then he's got to go.
Calgon front for you reeve now.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what he's got for us.
Yep. Well, we got anything else on the table there? Gentlemen and lady,
find out what they think of Steve Miller Band.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll have to text Subway.
We'll text them now.
We'll text them, see what the Chinese folks think of Steve Miller. And maybe find out what they think of Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats.
Did my girl Jillian leave or what? I haven't seen her. She said nothing.
She was on there. She might have logged off.
Sorry, I had no Skittles.
She might have gotten tired of this show already.
Yeah. I muted my mic while I was eating, so took the fun out of it for her.
Well, Casey, before we go, one thing we didn't do.
Yes.
How would our fans get in touch with us this
week?
Oh,
yeah. Well, you can reach out and follow us on Twitter at Beer Seats, or you can email us. Ideas, questions, comments, or about your emotional outbursts at the show at warmbeerandthecheapseats.com.
So reach out and let us know, gang.
Yeah, if you got Tourette's, call us.
That would be awesome. Any Tourette's folks, and we're not making fun of you.
No, but if you have a stutter, don't call because we don't have the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And careful, I don't want to be suspended for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, there's the music. That means we're done.
That means bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. See you next Friday.
WBCS.